Right now, panel, though, some more questions for you from the week's news. And first, it's once again time for...
Wait, Wait welcomes our new benevolent overlords.
Our ongoing coverage of the transfer of power in our nation's capital. Adam, President-elect Barack Obama has been reaching out to various members of Congress. Florida Representative Ileana Ross Lehtinen responded to his call by doing what?
Agreeing to teach his daughters the recorder.
He had been reaching out for someone to do that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. He's reaching out to people to help him do stuff.
That's not what she did.
Ooh.
No, she didn't do
that.
Did
he ask her to do something and she did it, or did she just voluntarily do it?
He never got that far.
She called for his resignation.
No. In her defense, she was a little wary. You remember that Sarah Palin was pranked by those French-Canadian comics?
She was a little wary. Oh, she wouldn't take his phone call because she thought he was an imposter.
Even worse, she hung up on him.
Okay, great. Am I getting a ding on that? A bell?
I don't know. Carl?
I'll give him a ding.
All right.
Thank you.
The congresswoman's cell phone rings. A guy says, "Hello, congresswoman. This is Barack Obama." And she says, and I quote her, "I'm sorry, but I think this is a joke from one of those South Florida radio stations known for these pranks." Hangs up.
Wow.
A few minutes later, her phone rings again. Guy says, "This is Rahm Emanuel. I can't believe you just hung up on the president-elect." And she says, "Sure, buddy. Good try." Hangs up again. Phone rings. It's now her good friend Howard Berman, who she serves in Congress with on a committee. Howard Berman says, "Ileana, you just hung up first on Barack Obama, and then you hung up on Rahm Emanuel." And she says, "How do I know this is really Howard Berman?" And she asks him about some, like, private story that only he and she know, some distinguishing birthmark or something. And she's like, "Oh, my God, it's really you. Oh, my God, you
told me really Rahm Emanuel,
yeah,
therefore, oh,
really
my God, it was really..." Oh.
So finally, you know, she's like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." And she gets back on the phone with Barack Obama. She apologizes profusely. And Barack Obama says, "All I wanted to know is your refrigerator running?" And then he laughs, hangs up. Okay, that last part we made up, but everything else we had. It's true.
That would be a very... I mean, how many morning zoo guys know who Rahm Emanuel is? That would be a very highbrow prank.
Yeah. Clearly, she doesn't listen to morning radio.
Once you get down to, like, Congressman Howard Berman from California, you know, then you're really deep in the weeds.
That would be the NPR morning zoo.
Exactly, yes.
Nobody else would know that one.
Kiri.
Yes.
Kiri, after months of unsuccessful attempts to get their two polar bears to mate, a zoo in Japan has finally discovered the reason. Turns out that the polar bears are what?
They're both of the same sex?
Yes, they're both female.
Oh.
Tsuyoshi, the polar bear, was acquired by the municipal zoo in Kyushiro, Japan, as a mate for their 11-year-old female polar bear, Kurumi. They put the two together, started knitting baby booties, but after 5 months and not so much as a flirt, they put Tsuyoshi under anesthesia, gave him a checkup. That's when they discovered that Tsuyoshi is actually a Tsukyo.
So why was he dressed like that?
Zookeepers apologized for the error. They said they should have known when one of the bears raised the issue of redecorating their pen and the other was genuinely interested.
Polar bears voted for Prop 8 in huge numbers.
Who's to say, why are you saying they can't have cubs? Keep your natural laws off their bodies.
Yeah. You might be wondering, how hard is it to figure out if a polar bear is a male or female? The answer is pretty hard. Their, shall we say, distinguishing features are relatively small for their size, covered with fur. Yeah. Most biologists recommend anesthetizing the bears and shaving the area to check, or just looking at their Netflix queue and seeing if they've ordered the Sex and the City movie.
That seems like an awfully cruel joke, to put them to sleep and shave them.
Yeah. Yeah. Takes them back to their college days, no doubt.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
I know.
You know what's even worse?
Everything's written on them in Sharpie, too.
And you
dip their paw in warm water.
Exactly.